From the spring meeting in Oklahoma City for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, we're talking to two gentlemen from Africa today. We got Matt and Chad here, and we'll talk to Chad first because Matt already talked to you last year, right?
Yeah, that's right. Great to be with you again, Todd.
Chad, you're kind of in charge of the marketing arm for the organization over there in Africa. Tell us what you've been up to the last few months.
A lot of travel is the short answer, but yeah, trying to make ends meet and get into the right positions, get in front of the right people in all the markets that we are trying to infiltrate and trying to get as much of the correct and accurate intel as possible for any members who are looking to export and try and get their name out there and into any of these African countries that we try and bridge business to let it flow and let it flourish. And yeah, so a lot of travel in short.
And you kind of like, you told me you were shadowing Matt over here, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm trying to learn as much as I can from the master. He's spent a lot of time and expertise in this industry, and now I'm very privileged to be able to be under his wing and go around and learn as much as I can while I have the opportunity.
So how long have you been with the U.S. Meat Export Federation?
Coming up on 2 years next month.
So is it what you thought it was going to be?
Yes and no. Part of it was, it's a hard thing to explain to people, as I know in the job, trying to people that are outside the industry. It's a hard concept, but it's definitely an adventure, which is what Matt promised me, and enjoying a lot of the pioneering work that's required to try and make a mark and have an impact in the places we're trying to get involved in.
What are you hearing from people at this meeting here in Oklahoma City? Some good news?
Yeah, a lot of good news, a lot of good happy reports. People who either have met us or have known us or heard us referred to. Glad to meet a lot of the people in person and put faces to names.
So Matt, what have you been up to since Fort Worth?
Yeah, Chad mentioned a lot of travel. We've been very lucky. We visited Mozambique, the Seychelles, we visited Mauritius. Chad's been up to host some events in Ghana. We currently are promoting in Morocco, Ivory Coast. We have air freight product going into Dakar, Senegal on a kind of 4 to 6 weekly basis, which has been a real success story. Even at these all-time highs, there are some fantastic restaurants on the African continent that want to expose their consumers to the highest quality beef in the world that we believe the USDA Prime represents. We're going through to Banjul after this, which is relatively unknown in the Gambia. Matt, why are you going there? Well, they have one of the most successful and it's government-funded international hotel schools, and all of their chefs get placed every year on cruise liners around the world. And we want to make sure we form a part of their syllabus as well. So, last bit of good news, we can't get out in front of it, but we see a little bit of movement in Nigeria, which has been closed for over 50 years. So, don't want to talk too much about that just yet, but there is a squeaky preview that we see a little movement there.
Well, what are you hearing from the meetings here in Oklahoma City from producers and allied members?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's always difficult to see, parts of the industry thriving and other parts of the industry suffering. So at the moment, obviously, we don't envy the position that the packers are in, and we know every dollar we can fetch on their behalf is a win currently. But then you see cow-calf operations and some of the other parts in the beef side, they're doing really, really well. And on the pork side, I think things are fairly positive from where we were 2 years ago. And in line with that, I think with some of the turmoil around the world, we see some of the emerging markets, their currencies have managed to strengthen a little bit against the dollar over the last kind of 12-month period. And what that means is there's a little bit more working capital to import some of the products that we supply as well. So we can see Colombia, DR, some of the other regions just doing really, really well off the back of that. So pretty exciting times. Yeah.
So what are your goals for you guys this year over there in Africa?
Yeah, so for me personally, I would love to see progress in Nigeria. It's a hugely important market, and over time it's going to be a market that will pay our efficiencies very, very well in terms of the US beef and pork industries. We've got some events that we're hosting, so with conjunction with the 250th anniversary of the USA, and a lot of countries, they've had networks that go back a really long way, so we want to support some of the solid foundations that we get to springboard off the back of. places like Morocco, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire at the moment. We're doing things there. For me personally, I'd like to make sure that we keep the relationships very positive, very viable, particularly between South Africa and the US. There's a lot of energy that's going into just maintaining and relationship building there, because I think sometimes things get lost in translation, but really we're great for each other in terms of commercial partnerships.
So, Chad, have you learned a lot in the last 2 years?
That would be an understatement, yeah. I've learned a hell of a lot, and yeah, I look forward to learning more and more as I get to stay on.
Well, tell us about your background. How did you get into this line of work?
Long story short, I was lucky enough to meet Matt and get to know him a bit better. But yeah, I had a background in oil bunkering, so trading fuel throughout Africa, so all the ports. Bit of travel involved there as well, so yeah, it was a good fit. Different commodity, of course, but a lot of the same challenges and obstacles to overcome in terms of trying to operate and make successes in African countries.
After the meeting here in Oklahoma City, where are you guys headed to next?
Yeah, straight from here via Brussels to Senegal to do some planning with our partners there for promotions up until the end of the year, and then as I mentioned briefly to Banjul, Gambia. From there, home for a couple of weeks, and then Chad and Monty actually host a trade show, or the Africa Food Show in Cape Town. We've entered on a very micro level. We walked the show last year. It's been a little bit iffy, but I think we'll probably put a bit more investment in the year 2027 and invite some of our members over there to see what things are happening down south.
All right, Chad Carney with us, and Matt Copeland, good to see you guys. I didn't know you were going to be here.
So, no, always great to visit with you, and yeah, we're lucky to be here, learning a lot, as always.
You guys, if anybody listening to this report today wants to get a hold of you guys, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, probably email to start, africa@usmef.org will come to me, or africa_Carney, Carney, @usmef.org, and from there we'd love to be in touch. We operate really well on things like WhatsApp or just direct calls. So thank you.
All right, you guys have a safe trip back to Africa, and don't get too much jet lag, right?
Thanks so much, Doc. Very nice to visit with you. Thank you.